Welcome to Jobs and Teens, the WorkWise job podcast. This week's interview is with career counsellor Erica Robertson. Erica, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for the invite.
So, summer's just around the corner, and that means many teenagers will start internships in the upcoming weeks. What is it that young people need to remember when starting their internship?
Well, to give one example people always seem to forget, if you're standing there with your arms crossed throughout the interview, someone might think you're angry, even though that's probably just your relaxed body posture. But some people might take it the wrong way.
Interesting. I do that all the time. People always talk about first impressions. I mean, is it true that you make up your mind about a person the second you see him or her?
Exactly. So you want to show yourself as confident, you know? You want to keep a straight posture and just have a smile. Another aspect is the greeting. I mean, you're going to meet a lot of new people in your first few days. It's important that you offer a firm handshake, look people in the eye, make sure you're communicating. Try to really focus on the conversation, because otherwise people will just think you're ignoring them, which on any level is rude.
Well, that's true. If people seem absent in a conversation, or you have the feeling that they want to just get it over with quickly, that's, you know, just uncomfortable for both sides.
True. As mentioned before, body language is essential here. There is this saying, you cannot not communicate. In other words, no matter what we do, we always communicate something to the other person. And in an internship, you are in the world of work, so you should be professional, even though as a teenager you might have other things on your mind. So teenagers should try to have a positive body language so that their co-workers really want to work alongside them. So be energetic, be open-minded. Make eye contact with people, smile, show you're listening and show you enjoy what you're doing, even though you might not be having the best day. But that's being professional. That can really help you build relationships and show that you really are a positive employee who wants to work for that organisation.
Another aspect of communication and making a good impression is taking initiative. So there won't always be someone telling you what to do at work. And
absolutely. Show you can be proactive. Whether it's identifying what needs to be done first or offering to help someone else. Taking initiative is a great skill to develop. Communicate clearly with your co-workers or your boss when you are done with a task or need help with an assignment. If you have the time and skills, ask others if you can help them with their work. Many teenagers are experts in the digital world, like with social media, and can really bring something to the table.
Thanks, Erica. Those were some fruitful insights into how interns can make a great impression at work.
No problem.
Thanks for tuning in. Next week, what we've got coming up...